We are in radio. Joining us on the line now is Andy McPherson from Manchester, who's about to do something very interesting with one of Communicore's stations. Andy, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Roy. Nice to talk to you.
You have recently joined the Communicore group. Tell us what you're up to in Manchester.
So I joined late last year as launch station director for XS Manchester, and that's effectively the evolution of Real XS, which we can announce is going to happen on the 7th of March. And as I'm sure you know, it's a license that's been going 8 years and started as Rock Radio, has been Real XS for the last few years, and will become XS Manchester. And we've really been looking closely at it. As you know, it's kind of centered around a classic rock format, and that has performed patchily over the last 2 or 3 years. So we really wanted to kind of take a step back and go, what's the best product that we could put together for 35 to 54 year olds in Manchester, with rock music still being central to the music proposition. So there's been a lot of work go on around that, and we're excited to actually be able to start talking about it and bring it to air, more importantly, on the 7th of March.
So Communicore bought this station, along with a few others, 2 years ago. Is this a thing that you thought, or you weren't there, but Communicore, did they think originally, we'll just leave it, or have they been working on this for 2 years?
I think I wasn't there, but there was certainly some changes at the point of purchase. However, I think as a business, there were bigger priorities in terms of getting a new company up and started, and that was certainly the focus for the first couple of years of the business. But certainly, XS as a license is a valuable part of the company, and you know, when I started the conversations, as I say, kind of back end of last year, we certainly went, look, there's a real opportunity to take it on from where it is, and it's not in a bad position, but it certainly we think is growable, and the exec team there shared the vision and said, right, let's you know, evolve it and step it up from its current position.
So it's only a subtle change. You're being called XS Manchester instead of Real XS. Is that just because you don't want the real name anymore because of Real Radio, or did you look at other names such as Rock Radio, returning it back to its roots?
Yeah, obviously you look at all the options. I think in terms of Real, it meant something at the time, and it doesn't anymore. And really, as I said, it's an evolution of the station. So we're not looking at a massive format flip. What we are looking to do is to go, we are adding more things into the mix that we think will be enjoyed by even more people. So the XS name has certainly a level of familiarity and awareness in the market, so there was no point in getting rid of that. However, as I said, we're moving on from the Real days, and that doesn't kind of have any connection to obviously any of our other brands anymore. So just simplifying it, and also, you know, I think putting Manchester in the title says that's what we're about, and that Manchester will become another important part of the station, more important than it has been up to this point.
So it's been made with XS Manchester in mind. Do you see XS growing to other places?
Well, I think that's always a possibility, but certainly all the work done so far is to go, we've got this strong FM frequency for Greater Manchester, so let's put together the best product and the best station we can for that market. So certainly all the work and all the changes we're making are all being put together especially for Manchester.
Fantastic. Let's get technical now. Will the live programs, how many live programs will you have a day? The new logo I see today?
New logo, new brand promise or positioner. The live shows will certainly be increased. And obviously, we have no network content at all. So all of our programming is from our studios in Salford Keys. And, you know, we will, I think, tweak the number of live versus pre-recorded hours, but it's all from our studios. It's all for Manchester. We are bringing more people on board, so there will be more live hours and more new programs than the station has seen before.
So tell us about those new shows.
So Steve Berry's The Breakfast Show, that continues. However, we will have a new drive time show, which is with a woman called Sophie Svensson, who is fantastic new talent and someone that I've been aware of for a while, but we're able to bring her on board full time. And so, as I say, that's a new addition to drive time. And then the back end of drive time, so 6 till 7 p.m. Monday to Friday, is going to be the XS Legends Football Social. And this borrows, I guess, from a format that we know works well, did fantastically well in the old days of Century. So for us, that means there'll be two football legends, one from United, which is Alex Stepney, and one from Man City, which is Paul Lake. So 5 days a week, we will have those two guys hosting the XS Football Social, which is obviously about phone-in and about also social interaction and really bringing together the fans of both teams for daily banter. And we know that works well. And these two guys I've known for quite a long time and certainly are itching to get in the studio. And as anyone who follows football in Manchester knows, there's interesting times going on at the moment. So it seems like a really good time to get started with this.
What about the current lineup of Ricky and Mark Matthews and Sophie? Are they sticking around?
No changes for Ricky at all. Mark and Sophie continue with us, mostly in weekend and cover positions at this point. We are also bringing in a little bit of comedy. So Justin Lee Collins is going to do a Sunday show for us. And he's also going to do a music-driven Friday evening show. So he's someone that we think kind of fits the ethos of the brand well and the brand promise, which is let the good times roll. And what we want to do with that is bring it to life in terms of the music we play, in terms of the types of shows that we have on air. So Justin feels like a really good fit in terms of those two shows a week as well.
Sounds good. So the new slogan is Let the Good Times Roll.
That's it, exactly it, yeah. We are a very 70s-centred classic rock position. We've just conducted what I think is the biggest rock music landscape auditorium survey in at least the past 10 years. So really looking at what the demand is for rock music across the spectrum. And what the outcome of that is that actually there's a much broader umbrella of rock that we can play with. So some of the things that we can expect to add into the mix are certainly a little more Britpop, a bit more. Well, in fact, we haven't been playing any Oasis or anything really from the 90s. So the music proposition is going to be a broader church of rock. And again, if we think about a 35-year-old now, 20 years ago when they were 15 and into music was 96, which is, What's the Story, Morning Glory, Time, etc. And I think what we've seen really clearly from the research is that actually we can take a broader approach to what kind of classic rock means in the broadest sense. And as a result, our music output is going to mirror that a lot more.